my role was treasurer. Yeah, and so I was around during the time when the land was donated. The initial parcel of 120, 130 acres, and then the work began of raising, of accepting donations for the other piece of land that had the house and electricity and all the amenities that would make living here in the next 10 years possible, as opposed to doing it immediately, as opposed to waiting a decade to do it or some long period of time. So it was an extraordinary time. There were a lot of donations that came in from Thailand. As I recall, someone who had a radio show in Thailand had taken an interest in this project and would talk about it regularly. And so we would get these big stacks of donations from Thailand, and it was really quite moving. And then, of course, in the United States, people were donating money as well, and it accumulated. And then one day it was time to pay for the parcel. And I remember how there was, and we've heard colorful stories about the board, but there was some disagreements about the purchase of the land. And then once the land was purchased, there was something fairly unskillful that happened along the way. And so some people on the board, perhaps I was maybe one of the louder people, were really irate about this issue. And without going into all the details, we had a long conversation about what we should do. Should we buy the land? Should we not buy the land? What does this mean? Where should we go? And I didn't really know how on edge Ajahn Longpoor Amaro was at the time, but yeah, I think he was a little edgy about where we were going to go with this or not go with this. When we finally did sign the papers, I remember him just breathing a sigh of relief, sadhu. Yeah, but one of the things that I learned at that time, and I don't remember the monk who did this, but we were trying to decide how to resolve this conflict that we had, and the proposal came from one of the Buddhist scholars that we knew, who's in robes, but I don't remember the person's name, that there were the scriptures talk about four ways to resolve conflict, and then we considered these four ways as being skillful ways, and that we could adopt any one of them or potentially none of them if we didn't want to end the conflict. And as a result, we chose this fourth option, covering with grass, deciding that this thing that we saw as being unappealing, we would leave be, and that there was no point in unearthing it further, and that we would move forward and also move forward as stewards of what was not ours, but instead what belonged to the sun.